Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, we here at the Men's Room, we've been doing this show here in Seattle for 20 years, and frankly, I love it. This is the show that I was determined to do when I first got into radio. Now, that said, for 12 or 13 years before I worked in radio, I worked in restaurants. Now, keep in mind, I never wanted to work in restaurants, but like anything, you know, the more experience you get under your belt, the more money you can make, the more promotions, but I hated every second of it. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm glad I did it. I learned a lot of extremely valuable things along the way, but I would never do it again. It's just not a profession for me, right? It's long hours. You're always on your feet. It's like 115 degrees in the kitchen. Customers routinely suck. Imagine getting yelled at as you're standing in Death Valley cooking for someone. That's my perception of cooking in a restaurant. But that's just my experience. Some people love working in restaurants for those very reasons. But that's the reality of the gig, right? And while I love radio, it can also be an idiotic job for a myriad of its own reasons. But for me, the pros vastly outweigh the cons. And I think that's how most people from any job pretty much frame their career. Now, with that in mind, we did find a discussion titled, What Jobs Have the Worst Impact on Your Mental Health? And a lot of them you'd expect, working in a funeral home, they call it compassion fatigue, social work, police dispatch, veterinarian, nursing homes, restaurants. We also have a list of, jobs that essentially require a high tolerance for being yelled at. Just jobs where you're going to get screamed at just because you got to work. And there are no surprises here. Cops, my brother would agree with this, referees, everyone can understand this one, the military. Oh, and there it is, line cooks. Now, of course, I'm telling you, man.
Checking all the boxes.
It just shows up on every list. Now, of course, there's also the unexpected perks that come with jobs as well. Not everything's negative. And off the top of my head, well, frankly, I can't name any, but I do know that they do exist. And if you're lucky, you're one of those people that found out your profession has some unexpected benefits. And that's what we want to talk about today. Our question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is what did you not know would be the best or worst part of that job?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@KISW.com. All the shows, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,299. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less at 4:30. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people every week doing messed up stuff in the news.
Oh, yeah.
You bring us three stories. We pit these stories against each other to figure out which one out of the three sucks the least. How are we looking this week on Who Sucks Less?
Well, you know, Ted's been banging the drum all week since last week. So, Ted, I listened to you. And once again, this week, Who Sucks Less focuses on the kids.
It's all about the kids again. Kids.
Ted just couldn't stop talking about it. I said, you know what, Ted, just for you, man, once again, it's about the kids.
Now, are these kids doing bad things or kids having bad things happening to them?
More the kids having bad things happen to them. The kids themselves.
Oh, glad normal. I inspired that.
You absolutely did, Ted. I listened. I got your emails, handwritten notes left on the desk, bulletin board fodder, all that stuff. Saw it all. So, yeah, this time it's more the kids are just at the mercy of idiots.
Okay.
Which typically seems to be the case. Yeah, people doing dumb things and somehow it involves kids. And in one case, it involves a monkey. You can't make this stuff up, man.
Who Sucks Last is coming up at 4:30. Also, a programming note. Hopefully, you can join us Saturday. Muckleshoot Casino has the Men's Room 20th Anniversary World Tour, stop number 3, with a reunited new originals. It is an absolutely free show. Come drink with us. Hang out as we say cheers to 20 years here on the Rock of Seattle. Of course, we'll have the Men's Room IPA, the 20th Anniversary Lager from Black Raven Brewing, which we found out today is in an additional 183 locations.
That was news to me, yes.
Nice. Around the Pacific Northwest. Of course, the beer brats will be there for Uli's Famous Sausage, the Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa. We're going to throw down, have an afternooner, and a free show from the new originals.
Yeah, man. We added a new member as of last night.
You added a new member?
Yeah, we got the contract all sorted out. We wanted to hire a full horn section, but some of the other horn players were like, we'll never play with the new originals again for reasons I can't get into because of NDAs. But one of them said, I will look past our past transgressions. Joined us last night. It's going to sound good, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going to sound good. I'm feeling it.
Muckleshoot Casino, we will see you at 2 o'clock on Saturday as the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Tour continues with stop number 3. Okay, today on the program, we're going to talk about jobs. Obviously, from the time that you began working until your present job today, probably had a lot of different experiences.
Sure.
As far as different types of jobs, different positions, and maybe the same job that you're in, as far as if you've been in the same industry for a long time and started where you started and got to where you got.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like anybody else, you're a kid, you want to get some summertime cash, you're young, you're in your late teens and early 20s, and you take the best job available. A lot of those times, those jobs are given to you by friends that you know. Bless you, Mike. People that you know that have other jobs working other places. They need extra people, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes you find out that these jobs can be really good jobs for a lot of reasons.
Sure.
And it's worth saying, hey, man, you know what? One thing I really did appreciate about this job.
It might not be the pay, but just the other side benefits
that
come with
it. That's it. And then there's the other side of that, where you go, oh, my God, I did not know that I would have to deal with this.
Yeah.
And it just depends on the job. And we have a list of the jobs that have a high tolerance for being yelled at. Now, it depends a lot on the boss. It depends on a lot of the time.
You
and the job that you did or what you did not do.
Is a job where you don't traditionally get yelled at, but we get yelled at a lot.
We do get yelled at.
Right? So it's not the radio itself. It's something that you get yelled at a lot, but we have found in the 20 years we've been here, we personally have gotten yelled at a whole lot.
Well,
and I go like, yeah. All right, well, that's us.
It's also been 20 years. So within 20 years' time, like anything else, you're going to have some good times. You're going to have some times you go, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Or whatever the deal is.
I didn't know you found out I did that.
Yeah. But
you really get yelled at for those.
Look, we realize how lucky we are to have this job. And especially for as long as we have. And it basically is honest to God because you listen to the show.
It's that easy.
If you did not listen to the show, we would have been fired years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way this business works. If people
yeah,
don't listen
yeah.
and you don't do a good job, then they find someone else who does.
That's it. It's like a TV show, right?
You know,
if it gets low ratings, boom, gone.
And we had the same basic job when we were in Baltimore. And it was a completely different world than we live in Seattle.
And we did well there, but the bosses that we worked for, it almost got to the point that it wasn't worth it, which is crazy.
Right. It's the same job. It's just you're working for a different company. You're working for a different boss. It's one small little, what, two or three little things can make all the world of difference as far as whatever profession you're in.
Mm-hmm.
We got into a ton of trouble when we were on the air in Baltimore. A lot of the times it was for what we did on the air. And
sure, and that's but to be fair, sometimes we did not know you, quote-unquote, weren't supposed to do that. Sometimes we did know that, did it anyway, but we also got in trouble when we were out of the country.
Yeah.
And that's when you kind of go like, all right, guys, I know you like to yell at us, but honest to God,
I was in the Bahamas. You said this thing happened on a Wednesday. Miles, you were like the Dominican.
I was in the Dominican Republic.
Wait, how were we in trouble for this? And I don't remember what it was, but I'm like, I was not here. How did we do this?
Somebody smashed a guy who was doing a show's horn.
Oh, no, we paid for that.
Well, we did pay for that.
Yeah, I physically paid money to someone to go break that guy's horn.
We just weren't there.
That was different. And I just played stupid. They said, man, you can't do that. Now, keep in mind, we had to sign a handbook. I'm like, well, it's not in a handbook. I didn't know that. So they added it later. You know, you cannot destroy the personal property.
I had trouble for the cone on somebody's car.
And you didn't do that?
No.
Yeah, that was Renee. Somebody put a cone. So it's a co-worker of ours. She had parked in the garage across the street. Someone put a traffic cone on her windshield. That's the entirety of what happened. Anyway, we did not know what happened. We wouldn't have done that anyway. But she's yelling at all of us. And I'm like, Renee, I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, it wasn't us. But she did not believe that it was not us.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you.
So, like, why are you mad? We didn't do it. We like you. We don't treat you bad.
You know, with our job, we get a lot of cool perks. We're obviously, if there's a show and we're sponsoring the show, chances are we're going to be able to score a ticket and go to a free concert. That is awesome, without question. People ask all the time, like, who are some of the cooler people that you've interviewed? And it's a weird thing about the job. That sounds like it'd be very cool. A lot of the times, it is. A lot of the times, it's a horrific experience. And
you didn't know they're a douche until you met them.
Correct. And you just, you know, you're looking forward to talking to someone, and you realize, like, this thing is going off the rails, or this person is just absolutely out of their mind.
Sometimes it's just disappointing, because honestly, the person is just not mean or anything.
They're different.
They're just different. They're just quiet than their public persona, and you like their public persona. Then you realize during a commercial break, like, oh, you're just kind of a nerdy person.
Yeah, right. And that's okay if you're willing to speak when we're on the air. There's a guy, I will not say who this is, but there's a guy, we're off air. This dude will entertain you with anecdotes and stories. I mean, he never lacks anything to say, right? Pretty entertaining person. And then as soon as the mics are on, he clams up. It's like the exact opposite of what you'd want. And you're like, dude, I mean, literally, we were in hysterics during a commercial break, and it's not some dirty, filthy, raunchy story we couldn't tell, but for whatever reason, once the mic is on, and maybe it's a management thing, you know, don't go too far overboard or whatever, but hysterical guy until you put him on the air.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to wait till my headline segment, so I'd save it for then.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mike, I didn't realize you were in here.
Thank you for that. Yes. But I'll tell you what, like any job, if you start out, in my case, the first opportunity I got to be on the air was overnights. Mm-hmm. Now, overnights, to be honest with you, it's 6 hours, and that gives you 6 hours when, for the most part, no one's really listening.
That's pretty much how it goes.
But it gives you an opportunity.
That's why it's your first on-air gig. No one's really listening, so go out there and do stuff.
Yeah, it's minor league baseball. You know what I mean? You're playing the game, but you're not really playing the game yet, all right?
Yeah.
But they're giving you an opportunity. And just to work overnights, and I did it for 2 years, was one of the worst experiences of my life. Absolutely. I loved the idea of being able to go in and do the show.
What was so bad about it, man? I mean,
I'll tell you what was bad about it. Light, easy
listening station. I hated the music, but finally, when I stopped being nervous, and again, this is the overnights, I just lost my ass on the air, and I'm like, I hate every goddamn song. You're not supposed to talk like that on these stations that I'm playing for you. However, I'm going to play them for you anyway. I think Cher sucks. This song is absolute trash. It is 2 minutes long. I can't smoke a cigarette. My boss would always call in because I'm always listening at 3:30 in the morning like, what are you doing? That's not the flavor of the station. You can't say this. And I said, man, this is what I'm going to tell you. My phone lines are jammed at 3:30 in the morning, and your goddamn morning show can't get a single call. And everyone's laughing. They're because I'm being honest. Yeah. They know I hate the music, but me hating the music that I'm playing for people does not make them like it less.
Right.
Right. They still get the hit. Was it Lady in Red? Michael Sambello. Jesus Christ, I hated that song, man. And I had to play that thing every freaking night. And I would piss and moan about it. We were at the station to play Christmas music. It is bottomless how much I hate Christmas music. But for, what, 6, 5 weeks, whatever, I had to play this crap. And I said, look, I like Christmas. I'm not trying to poo-poo on your Christmas spirit. I'm just telling you, dear listener, every one of these songs suck. And I hate every single freaking one of them. And not one of them is long enough for me to get a smoke break. And I pointed out on the air, I'm not even trying to go outside anymore. I blow a smoke into the toaster. Well, I got the hotline rings. There's Bill Pasha. Are you being serious that you blow smoke into the toaster? Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, yes, I was. But because I was a boss, I'm like,
right. No, man,
I'm just saying that for funny. Ha ha. He knew goddamn well I was smoking and blowing into the toaster.
Yeah, look, I like doing, the best part about the job was doing the show. The worst part about the job was that it was 6 days a week.
Oh, you did six?
I did six. And my one day off, or my one night off, was Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing really going on. I'm living in an upside down world. I would end up going to the equivalent of a, it's called Eaton Park in the Pittsburgh area, but it's a Denny's.
Eaton Park, right.
It's Denny's. So, of course, I learned to sit at the counter. They also had beer and liquor at this location. I learned all the people that also worked the night shift.
Yeah.
They went in there for quote unquote, seriously, dinner.
Oh, yeah.
It was dinner for you. But, you know, you're having drinks. People are walking in with their family, like, looking at you, like, look at these.
6:30 in the morning, right?
Yeah. You can't really, off the air, everything that I wanted to do with my friends was impossible.
Yeah.
Because I needed to be in bed by about 4 o'clock in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
which is impossible, especially when you don't have blackout curtains. All your friends are doing stuff.
Of course.
You're living with people. They're cooking dinner. They're having friends over. They're drinking. It was just what I missed more so than the job itself.
Right.
And then the one night that I could do something on a Sunday
Everyone
night.
Everyone else is like, nah, man.
I'm fried. No one's going out tonight.
Nobody likes going out Sunday night. I don't care what age you are. Sunday night's just not a big night.
At 4 o'clock, I start yawning on a Sunday afternoon because that's my normal bedtime. And also, too, that included holidays. So when you start out on radio, not that it was the worst thing in the world, you just miss every holiday. And I didn't mind that as much. But there were times like Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving
that's the one that just was the nail in the coffin for me.
Yeah, I mean, like, I did Shalom Baltimore's Christmas special for 12 hours on Christmas.
But like pizza.
Yeah. But somehow, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, Christmas night, it was fine. I got home at, like, 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And it was still okay. But Thanksgiving just sucks. There's nothing open.
It's the gas station turkey sandwich.
That is the gas station turkey sandwich.
Everything closes on Thanksgiving. I mean, the grocery stores will stay open until, like, 11, 12, if that. But, you know, when you're an adult, of course, Christmas is a special holiday if you celebrate it. But you're not getting toys like the kids are.
Much different.
And you're going to show up later on, and there will still be food for you.
People still drinking and partying.
And all those things. But Thanksgiving, man, is the one that was just it's a Thursday. Everybody's, you know, having a good time. There's plenty of food. There's football on. And here you are. And trust me, there's nobody even on the road. And when you were in the world that we're in, you know, most of the time you get a lot of in-car listening.
Oh, of course.
So nobody's really...
You're talking to no one.
No one's even really listening. Everybody's got their television on. Everyone's doing something else. Unless they're driving to a family member's home, they're not listening to the radio. They don't all get together and go, turkey and radio.
Right.
It's not how it works. Just put it on in the living room. No, they're watching football.
Well, even then, they're going to start switching over to Christmas music. Because everyone starts launching at Thanksgiving, right? So to kind of, like, set the tone for the quote-unquote holidays, as we call them late in the year... Christmas usually gets that big bump. And like Thanksgiving, typically that was day one. So even if they're listening to the radio, they ain't listening to you. They're listening to Bing Crosby and Mariah Carey.
I remember I would work New Year's Eve.
That was a rough one, man.
But that's because I love college football, right? So I wanted to watch college football the next day, right? So I didn't mind, but it would be odd at like 6 p.m. on New Year's Eve. Everybody's getting dressed. And it's like, because people would have parties. And like, where are you going? Like, I'm going to work.
I had to work New Year's Eve, 99 going into 2000, right? And I'm like, I'm not going to live another 1,000 years. This is the once-in-a-lifetime thing. And we're on the ninth floor of that building, I think. We're on the ninth floor of a building. It is soundproof.
Oh, the old one.
There's windows. Yeah. And I could hear the part at midnight, right, when everyone... I'm watching it on TV, and I just remember I'm sitting just alone in the studio, and this is the AM studio. This rickety-ass 9-inch color TV where the pixels are so big, it looked like somebody shot it with a paint gun. The ball drops, you're like, it's a new one, it's 2000. And I can hear the people on the street partying, and I'm like, Happy New Year, bro. All right.
I'll tell you another Coke, man,
you got to steal out of the vending machine.
And the other day that sucks, man, does it suck, is when the clocks fall back.
Your overnight just got another hour long.
Yeah, you're 2 o'clock in the morning, and you go back to 1, and you're like...
Here's Lady in Red again.
I was getting paid $3.85 an hour. $3.85 an hour. So I would have given them the $3.85 just to not have been there. One more extra hour, you know, but it just sucked. What did you not know would be the worst or best part of the job? 206-803-ROCK.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
You're in the men's room.
What did you not know would be the worst or best part of the job? 206-803-ROCK.
Got a couple of texts here. Someone says, I travel for work over 100 flights per year. And while the company pays for the travel, I keep the miles, the points, etc. I haven't had to pay for a flight or a hotel in years. You know what, man? Screw you. My brother gets that deal with the NFL. I did not realize this, but the NFL picks up his tab to fly he and his crew to whatever game they're going to do. And as he pointed out, same as this guy, man, like, you keep your points, you keep your miles.
Yeah.
They contract through Marriott. So he's taking like a cruise with his wife, all these different, anytime he goes on vacation, he does not pay a dime. He's like, there's nowhere on this earth where I don't have enough points to fly to, fly home from, well, and that's, anywhere that's they
not,
go.
That's not just games. I mean, that's when the referees get together to hold their meetings.
Yeah, and, like right now, right?
When, so they go to individual teams and explain new rules or all these
that's
different it. Things.
And that's what he's doing now, right? As they ramp up for the new season, they start doing these scrimmages with some college players that are on the bubble to test out new rules. It's so that they can see in real time what those rules will look like, how to adjust. He gets paid for that. But also, wherever it is they do it, and I don't, somewhere in the South, right? But they pay for all that. And then he gets all the points. My parents had their 50th anniversary. we're trying to figure out what to do for us in 2014. Goddamn, 2014. They're married 50 years. So we're like, we got to do something big, do something significant. We threw them a surprise party here. We flew in a bunch of people from around the country. They old friends, relatives, this kind of thing. So then my brother calls and says, well, I get this idea, man. I want to send mom and dad to Brussels, like Belgium. So I'm on the phone with him. And the idea was we will split the cost 50-50. But I hear him say this and my blood just runs cold. I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, I know he makes bank. I do not. So I'm like, oh, my God. So he runs down this whole itinerary, all this crap he's going to do. And I said, yeah, man, keep in mind, I'm almost like sweating bullets. But I go, yeah, OK, just tell me what I owe. I'll write you a check for 50%. What are you talking about, man? I'm like, no, dude, man, NFL, I'm just going to cover hotel. They got the penthouse.
Nice.
They said it's the equivalent of what Times Square would be in Belgium, whatever that is.
Damn.
At the Marriott, he got him the penthouse for a week. He got round trip tickets, first class. They were taken to and from the airport in both countries by limo. He did not drop a dime on any of it. Now, I was just happy to hear that because I'm like, I don't have the money to help you with this. When I heard that, I'm like, cool, man. So anyway, my parents show up for their anniversary. They're super surprised. Had a fantastic night. And then we kind of revealed to them what the big plan is. Hey, man, you get this trip to Brussels and all this kind of thing. And my wife points out, well, you know, your oldest son, he organized that. And my mom's like, oh, thank you, Adrian. And I say, hey, I just want to point out one thing, okay? I just want to point this out. He didn't spend any money on you. I did. All right? This party.
Yeah. I paid
just,
for this.
This party came out of my pocket. He literally did not spend it. I'm sure it's a great experience for you. I just want to let you know your son's not willing to spend money. And to this day, I tell my mother, yeah, good for Adrian. He has to work two jobs, no kids. I'm just saying, I got one.
Yep.
Whatever. He should pull it together.
Thinking back, I've told this story before, but as far as my two and a half week experience working at Burger King, all right? Now,
I cannot believe
the impact it has.
Indelibly.
Mike, are you
BKU
still...
BKU is burned into your brain,
the
man.
The woman who fired you from the pool, is she still on your head?
Oh, yeah.
See,
100%.
It doesn't go away.
How long you worked at that pool?
I worked at that pool for about 3 years.
I know.
3 years. How long were you...
Every single person that's fired me, they're still in the back of my head.
Yeah, same.
Even if it wasn't because of something that I did.
Yeah, I've been fired twice, and both of them are in the back of my head.
Did you even work a shift?
I worked for the 2.5 weeks. I mean, you're working. But here's the thing, Ted. We did not have
You would think he lost his job, like, at NASA training as a, like your dream guy.
It's Burger King,
man.
I was
good
at my job. Was the problem.
All right, one more thing. What year was this?
This was 1986
at Burger King.
I like how you still reference it like, no, man. It's like, dude, they've changed the operation since 1986 to 2025.
Nine years ago at Burger King.
Okay, but listen. So here's the thing.
The crust of man's dreams.
There was not a Burger King in the state of West Virginia. We were the first Burger King.
That didn't know a Miles Montgomery.
Okay, but you know this pain. When you watch ESPN, you'll see something like, ooh, Culver's is a new fish sandwich. And you say, Jesus, man.
Wish we had one.
I don't have a Culver's. That sucks. I want to try this.
You want the fish sandwich?
Well, Burger King was always on the television I grew up.
You get to have it your way.
Because we watched Pittsburgh channels. And Pittsburgh had Burger Kings. We did not.
Well, and Burger King's a big enough thing. Those are national ads.
Yeah. And I want a Whopper. I want onion rings. So even when we would go to Pittsburgh, for whatever reason, we're begging him, come on, man, let's go to Burger King. And Burger King was it. And you got this big-ass hamburger, flame broiled. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah.
This is so good.
Okay, it's how rich people eat.
Yeah. So when Burger King opened up and they were building this thing, we were looking at it. Like, we were waiting, like, when's this thing going to open? When's this thing going to open? Then in the paper one day, they said, now hiring a Burger King. And me and my buddy Jeff were like, O'Brien, game on. Game on. We are. And we filled out our applications. They had some kind of thing one day where they opened up and you talk to the manager and blah, 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 blah. And we get a call in and we both get hired.
All right.
This is cool because we both live close to each other. We're in high school.
Brian owns a Burger King.
He's now the king of West Virginia Burger
like,
King.
This is like right after, I think this was the, it might have been 88. Because I think I was just getting out of high school. But anyway, so we get this job in the summertime.
Okay, 86 would have been ridiculous.
Right. We get this job in the summertime.
38.
Okay, so the first thing that you realize is this, okay? Number one, even if you work in the kitchen at Burger King, no matter what, and you get a lot of crap on you because you're in a kitchen still, you have to come in with a clean uniform.
Yes.
They give you one uniform, which basically meant that... so here are the downsides of this job, the bad parts. You need to come in with a clean uniform on every day.
You cannot have a dirty uniform in an open kitchen, man. It's just, it's okay, not appealing.
Yeah, they can't see behind that counter and all that crap.
But always, yeah, if you cook and people can see you
they
cook,
can see your head.
People will always watch you cook.
So, you know, at that point in time, I had to go to a laundromat or my mom's house to wash this uniform. They were brown polyester slacks.
That's your first sign.
It was a, it was like an orange and white shirt with a brown vest, all right?
You have any pictures of this?
And of course, maybe. And of course, like one of the things where, and I don't know why this was the thing, but I'm like, I'm in the back of the kitchen. Why do I have to wear a name tag? So, you know.
That is a little stupid.
Like all these okay, so this is not the worst thing in the world, but keeping the.
But you're already rocking the boat. Why do I have to wear a name tag?
I never said that.
This
was just going through my mind, all right? So I'm in the back, and I got to be clean. That's that, and I got to wear this ridiculous uniform that was almost embarrassing because it was so ugly. All right, that was number one. Now, the good part of the job is that you got a shift meal.
Mm-hmm.
Which I really appreciated because, you know, you can you know the other guys.
Burger King's new to you.
Yeah, I mean, we can doctor this up double Whopper. I don't even know if they had a double Whopper then. We made double
Whopper. Was there a limit to what you could do on the shift meal? So, like, if you wanted a quadruple.
You could get a sandwich or the equivalent or a fry and then a drink.
Okay.
Because they really didn't have any. They didn't have chicken strips back then.
Right.
Now, I worked in the chicken station, okay, which was chicken nuggets. Give me chicken nuggets.
Technically tender or.
They didn't have the tenders yet.
Well. No, they didn't have chicken nuggets forever.
They had chicken nuggets.
They had those little weird strips.
Well,
because as a kid, you know your chicken nuggets and chicken strips.
Oh, for sure.
And it was always like, we wanted to go to McDonald's because they had
nuggets.
Now, what we didn't have the strips yet, but what we did have was a big-ass chicken sandwich equivalent to being on a 6-inch hoagie roll.
Yeah.
And what the hell was it? The BK Whaler, the fish sandwich, was also the same size breast filet. And on the same bun, all right? So the chicken and the fish were big. Then you had your nuggets, all right? So I'm on nuggets. Nuggets are the most popular thing at the time in the chicken sandwich. All right, so at one point in time, a woman comes back to the drive-thru, and I think it was a 6-piece, and she claims she only got 5. Now, I put the nuggets in denominations of 6. So I can go back in that drawer and go, look, and because the manager was not a nice guy. He was one of the yelling people we'll talk about earlier.
He was mad because
he
only put 5 nuggets.
Hey, make sure every one of these has 6 nuggets in it, all right, Miles? I'm like, I'm telling you, she's lying. She's lying to you, or she turned her head and a kid with stole the nugget.
Right.
I know for a fact there were 6 nuggets in there. These are my roommate. Right. Count. 12 nuggets are in this drawer right now, and I've got 12 more getting ready to go in.
I will vouch for Miles on this. When you work those stations, you preset your sizes for things like those nuggets.
That's
or
correct.
Like when I worked
that's
at J-Box,
correct.
Like we had the portions of those seasoned curly fries. Like you portion that stuff out so that you don't worry about
it. At this point in time, I'm like, you know what? The hell with it. Because he's not going to believe me anyway.
Yeah.
So at lunchtime and during the rush, I would load up extra nuggets. I'd just grab a bunch of them, throw them there. All right? Nuggets are on. Now, what does the manager do when you open up a brand new restaurant? What do they always do? Oh, there's people dining inside the restaurant.
Oh.
So I'm going to go make sure everything is okay and go talk to the customers.
Hello.
So not an hour and a half later, I'm like, you know what? There's this chick, and she was up at the counter, and I looked over, and I was like, man, you're getting 7 nuggets.
You want some extra nuggets, baby?
So do you know what happens? He goes up, and he says, how's your meal? And she said, actually, it's great. I got an extra nugget. I got him in my face again. And now my whole theory about my nugget counting. He said, well, let's open the drawer because you're going to be one short. I'm like, nah, just throw a bunch of nuggets in because I don't care because you're not going to believe me. But the good news was that what I would do is I would
focus on customer service.
Thank you.
Miles. Wait. Did your 7th nugget to the hot chick end up only giving the other woman 5 nuggets?
No, because I just put
a
bunch
of... Because
I'm just like, you know what?
I'm doing the math.
No, because then I realized, you know what, man? I'm going to pop a couple extra nuggets on my own. Like, I realized, you know, extra nuggets.
And you're giving out food. You don't show up for work. How did you lose this job?
Well,
in 2 weeks, you sound like the worst employee Burger King's ever had.
I was a great... She got an extra nugget.
Yeah!
And I know for a fact...
That cost the company.
The one woman got her nuggets, she was lying. So...
And when you do the math, seven nuggets plus five nuggets is still 12 nuggets. Hey. You gave an extra nugget to the hot chick.
This is what leads me
to believe you shorted the woman who you could not see in the draft. Right. They only gave her five.
If I'm a manager and I believe this crap, right, that I only gave her five nuggets, I'm going out with a sixer, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to, okay, here's your nuggets. Not this guy. He went out with one nugget on a napkin.
No. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. This is the guy I'm dealing with. One nugget on a napkin to make it up to her. I'm just like, all right, whatever. So, but the good news was that if you put in extra food, there's a time limit on these heating drawers.
Yes,
where
there is.
You can only keep these things and hold them for so long. Well, I would overpopulate the times before I got off.
Again, bad employee.
Yeah.
No. Now, I have, like, three pieces of chicken that are supposed to go on a chicken sandwich, or two pieces of fish.
Right, they're about to be thrown away. They've gone bad.
They are going to be thrown away in a bag for me to take home with me. So that was a good perk of the job, but...
That's stealing. That's not a perk of the job.
Okay.
That's like me saying, one of my favorite things about working here is all the free paper towels I get. Right. Like, no, you're stealing paper towels.
But they don't check.
Hey, Ted, there was a point in time where...
The perk is that the manager doesn't...
You should see the amount of tea I have at home.
Hey, listen. I can't remember what the hell was going on with it. It was right before I got COVID or whatever the deal was.
Yeah.
And I was just... My nose was running like crazy. So I stole a couple things of the tissues out of our closet here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and I got like one on the counter and one in the living room. I'm blowing my nose like nuts. So Castle comes to bring my remote gear over, all right, one day. And it's the next day or whatever, you know, so I can do the show from home. And he comes in the house and drops all this crap off, and he's blowing his nose, and he's using all the tissues. I'm like, please don't identify that tissue box.
Right.
Because both of them in here I stole from work.
So, hey, man, the ball's...
Yes. So I consider, you know, nuggets, maybe a box of tissues. There are certain things.
The ball's busted me with the mic flag from the studio. I didn't think about it, but I mean, I took it like a month after we got here. You know, the old KISW mic flag. So I unscrewed the mic, took the mic flag, took it home, put it on the show. I hadn't given it a thought. It's like 2 years later... Boss is over there for a birthday party, and he glances up at his bookshelf, and he points at it, and he's like, why is that here? I said, man, I'm not going to lie to you, I stole it. It's like, Jesus Christ, what other reason would it be here other than
one
I stole
the
it?
Perks of the job.
For 6 years. Yeah. For 6 years.
I still have it.
I had a computer when I was married with a Hewlett Packard printer. Okay. I never bought paper. Not once. Not once.
No.
Not once in 4 years. I just take one of those things home. It lasts me for like a month, whatever. I'm like, look, I'm printing stuff up for work.
I'm not giving you a hard time about that. I'm just saying, stop calling it a perk.
Right. Well, it is a perk.
That they don't check.
No, the perk of the job is like, hey, we have extra tickets. Do you guys want some? But you're correct on that. Just stealing chicken nuggets and planning out you're going to steal the chicken nuggets.
It's like a grape at the grocery store. You know,
again, I don't think they care, but stealing.
Okay.
I mean, look, when I worked at that liquor store.
Yeah.
Right. I told you the first night I worked because I was underage. I was under 21. I stole an 18 pack, but I wouldn't call it a perk of the job.
I stole the VCR from Cheech's. Kind of a perk.
Yes, because
they had one and I didn't and I couldn't afford one.
Right.
And it's not a perk. So I'll tell you what the perk of that was. The perk was, yes, I stole the VCR. It came in very handy. Me and my roommates used it pretty much all the time. The manager didn't quite call me out in front of people. She just mentioned, you know, someone took the VCR from the bar, Chi-Chi's. I said, yeah, I didn't know that. And then she went on for a couple more minutes. And finally, she just said, you should be happy. I said, why is that? I didn't come over to your house to watch a movie.
Right.
That was the beginning. So the perk to me was that the manager was cool.
So I had a Sunday afternoon shift. My last shift was on a Friday. And I was on for Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon. I get a call Saturday morning the next morning. And I was just there Friday afternoon. And the manager says, where are you? And I'm like, what do you mean, where am I? And I said, I'm on the schedule for Sunday afternoon. He's like, yes, but I just also switched you to Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, when I left there yesterday at 6 o'clock in the evening, I said, I was not on the schedule. He says, I had to change it later because we had somebody call out. I said, well, you didn't call me.
Right.
And he said, okay, well, listen, if you don't show up to work like you didn't today, I'm just going to have to let you go and fire you. And I was like, you're going to fire me for changing the schedule? And you didn't even let me know. He's like, yeah, I'm going to let you go. I said, okay.
So that's not why he let you go.
I know
because you're giving away nuggets.
No,
you're eating chicken strips. You're doing your overcount and putting that was his excuse to fire you.
He said, I'll see you in here tomorrow with your uniform. I said, no, you won't. I said, I'm not working tomorrow. He said, you just told me I was fired. I'm not coming in on Sunday. And he's like, no, you need to bring back that uniform. I'm like, you come get the uniform.
Yeah, I don't work there.
You know where my address is. You know where I live. If you want that uniform that bad,
come get
the uniform.
Did he come and get the uniform?
No. I told you. I work for like Halloween parties and stuff like that. If there was something really stupid going on, show up as a Burger King guy, a hat, man. I got my name badge. You get the whole thing.
We need to get Miles some redemption. Like, we need to find somebody who's a Burger King manager and just get Miles to work for a day.
You know what, man? That should be the thing.
Let's see if we can find
that. Well, the closest one is down in South
Florida. So I'm not saying the closest one, Miles. I'm going to take you all the way out to, like, Auburn or something.
Well, the funny thing is the manager down at the Burger King down here is from West Virginia.
Oh, yeah?
Because he opened his mouth at the drive-thru, and I was like, dude, you're from West Virginia. He's like, how did you know that through the drive-thru speaker? I'm like, because I'm from there. I worked at BKU.
Why don't you work a shift at a Burger King?
I told him.
Just redeem yourself.
We'll
put you back on the deep fryer.
He's from Wheeling or Weirton or someplace. I'm like, I'm from Morgantown.
We'll have him go through like all the trains.
There is no chance he works a shift.
Would you work a shift?
He's not skipping a round of golf to work a shift.
Come on, man. Just a shift. Not even all day.
Yeah,
4 hours.
Park him on the fryers so he doesn't do anything but just lift and braise baskets.
I just want to know chicken, fish.
Right.
I think that's
fair.
That's about that.
There's got to be a BK manager out there that says, Miles, I'll tell you what.
Right.
Redeem yourself. We will let you work the fish and chicken. And we won't even count the nuggets.
We won't even put you on customer service. Like, you don't have to run like the drive-through window or anything like that.
Here's the thing.
Put you right in the fryer.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You can sit in my house. I got an air fryer.
Do you know what I'm supposed to do?
You can fire up nuggets and fish sticks for me for 4 hours.
Do you know what I'm going to do on Sunday? I was going to train to be on the fryer. Onion rings.
Oh, yeah.
French fries.
That's a big step.
It was really a big deal. I was really, because you know what, man? It's so much easier to pilfer French fries.
Yes, it is.
Individual onion rings.
Get that fry there.
There's a whole nugget. Oh, yeah.
We need a BK manager.
I worked in bars. I never had training. I'm not a fry stuff.
Dude, that's not how they work. You had to watch a video.
Oh, yeah. This is corporate stuff, Ted. Like, you have to get by the books.
You do.
He was getting yelled at for 5 and 7 nuggets.
But it still adds up to 12.
So timing is on point. You got to hit the right buttons. Like, they are strict about this crap.
First of all, is our Burger King manager out there? I want Miles to work a shift because I will visit your Burger King on the day that, and yes, I will return my food and tell you something went wrong.
He goes, did you know you gave her 7? And I said, sir, look at her. I said, did you see her? She is absolutely beautiful. This is a small town. I have never seen her before. She's got to be a college student. I gave her an extra nugget, okay? I'm sorry. I gave her an extra nugget. What do you want from me?
Because that's how you get to a woman's heart. Give her an extra nugget,
that's right.
Dude.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Hey, you like that extra nugget?
It's our Burger King manager out there.
He goes, I said, all right, sir. I said, look, I said, if you believe that I gave the one woman 5, but the other woman 7, I said, it's still the same amount of nuggets.
Right.
We didn't lose any inventory.
Yeah, but he took the extra nugget out there.
He did, not me.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't worry, drive through Gelbin back. She's a cow. She'll be right back.
What did you not know would be the worst or best part of the job? 206-803-ROCK.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.